Good morning, I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It is presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy, and hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. Today is Monday, March 14th, and I hope you had a great weekend. I want to welcome you all to the show. We are here live on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter and YouTube. Hey, you can find me on Facebook, TikTok, and other social media by searching Larry Steinhaus. Also, look up Truth Social. I'm on Truth Social now. I've got about 3,500 followers. I'd love to have you following me there as well. Hey, just a reminder, if you're watching online, hit that like button, hit that share button, and don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. You can comment live during the show on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and please say hi so I know you're watching. Hey, by the way, if you're commenting from a group and not the Money Chat Now fan page, your name may not show up on my dashboard, so please go to the Money Chat Now page and comment there so I can recognize you. Money Chat Now is brought to you by Investor Schooling, and you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday by going to investorschooling.com, and there you will learn about real estate investing, stock options trading from those who do it every day. Hey, real quick, I want to say hello to a couple of people online. I want to say hello to RC. I want to say hello to Lou. I want to see hello to Moshe and James and Michael. Thanks, guys. I always appreciate you watching. I appreciate your support. All right, on today's show, of course, we're going to be discussing the futures update along with some more updates. We're also going to be talking about the fact that small business is screwed. So if you own a small business, you're screwed. We're going to be talking about rent control. So if you're a landlord, you're screwed too. And we're going to be talking about gas prices. So if you drive a car, you're screwed too. All right. Let's get into what's going on. So Friday was another anomaly. It started out great and simply deteriorated. The Dow opened up over 300 points up and then closed 229 points down. And it was another WTF day. All right. This weekend, of course, we changed the clock. So if you don't know it, it's 7:30 now. It's not 6:30 or whatever time it was. I don't know. Of course, we also saw more Ukrainian land being bombed. There was an attack on a base that's located about 10 miles from Poland border. And this is certainly going to get Poland looking up and keeping their army awake and ready to go if the attack crosses the border. You could call it, you know, the shot that'll be heard around the world if something like this happens. Another surprise was ballistic missiles were fired on the U.S. consulate in Iraq. Do I have to say that the world's at war again? No, it isn't World War III, at least not yet, and it may be coming, but the world is definitely at war again. This shelling, by the way, was designed as revenge for recent attacks from Israel. Can you remember a time when there was, there wasn't any wars, and every day we weren't talking about war? You know, I actually do. I remember a time where, I think the same time when Trump was president. The only war he had to fight was the devil Pelosi and other evil minions. The S&P closed on Friday, and it closed just about 4,200, and that's down more than 10% from a record high set in early July. And there's a chance it could get worse from here. Are we entering a bear market? For those watching live, you can see this chart, and if you're on the radio, don't worry, I'll explain it to you anyway. But you can see that on February 24th, the S&P hit a low of 4,178, and then it bounced a little and hit another low of 4,170 on March 8th. Now, some technical chart readers would read this as a double bottom. And often a double bottom means that the market, in a sense, tested the low again, and now the money managers are convinced it won't go there again. Is it a sign that the S&P will go up from here? It's not always accurate, but you never know. So it's more times than not that it does happen. And if you've been paying attention to my theories, you also know that something I call the dead zone is the midpoint between the earnings period, and that's ending this week. If you put these theories together, it represents a strong case for the stock market to be going up. You know, here are some of the factors that will also affect this, however, right? Obviously, the war in Ukraine will have a part. Believe it or not, the war will actually have a small part unless the Kremlin crosses a line somewhere. And what do I mean by a line? You know, maybe a bomb, either accidentally or accidentally on purpose, hits Poland. Of course, the other surprise would be a nuclear plant causing radiation leaks if Russia or the Russian troops do something, you know, they shouldn't, while controlling the plants. right? The other thing that could affect the market is the surprise of a half point increase in interest rates. We know that the Fed is going to raise interest rates this year in an attempt to slow inflation, and it's obviously that they're going to be raising points a quarter of a point, but a half a point will scare the investors. Look, by the way, if it happens, it'll be a temporary hit, just like when the bond market hit 2%. Wall Street will get used to it, and so don't worry about it. But here's something else, of course, that will affect the market if the war in Ukraine ends. The media will have no choice in an effort to keep people glued to their televisions to reintroduce, guess what? COVID. Of course, I'm actually starting to see articles surfacing all of a sudden. I saw an article on the Deltacron variant dated March 11th that someone sent to me. You know, so everybody watches my show. They send me articles like, oh, you should see this, March 11th. They know how scamdemic I am about the whole thing. So they sent me an article on March 11th that someone sent to me, and it said that the Deltacron is coming, or here, or whatever. But I reported the Deltacron in an article over 2 months ago, so it seems that the news is looking for something new to talk about. In fact, two more articles over the weekend also talked about COVID. Apparently, the Kenyan-born star, Barack Obama, tested positive for COVID this weekend. You know, I kind of hope he gets over his cold quickly. You know, we all know how annoying a cold can be. You know, and I feel sorry for him. He might sneeze a little bit. Unless, of course, he will be the sacrifice. You know, the sacrifice that Democrats need to prove COVID is still the worst thing that could ever happen to you? Imagine if he dies from it. All right, hold on. I didn't want to hear all you guys saying things like that would be great, because it's not fair. That's just plain mean. However, if he did, he would have Democrats wearing masks forever and getting boosted once a month. You know, we should check to see if Pelosi recently bought Moderna or Pfizer stocks, especially if you're in a Deadpool bet. If you don't know what a Deadpool bet is, well, go watch the Clint Eastwood movie called Deadpool, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. All right, speaking of COVID, China is on lockdown again. They're reporting to have a zero tolerance for COVID cases. So let me explain what that means. If you're tested positive for COVID, everyone you come in contact with will be locked down. That's right, this ridiculousness is causing businesses, schools, and other public places to be shut down, just like the early days before we knew that none of that actually works. China's stock market is also plunging, and the Hang Seng dropped over 5% last night. That scares me for our market. That kind of drop sometimes has a ripple effect on the U.S. markets, but I believe the disconnect from President Xi's all-out attack on business and President Xi's alliance with Putin will keep the U.S. market reacting. And it won't be as much of a bad reaction. All right, with all that being said, I believe we're coming out of this bad market. Only time will tell. And right now, the futures are actually up. The Dow is up 306. The S&P is up 28. And the NASDAQ is only up 35. And that bothers me a little bit. It probably would be really great if the NASDAQ was up too. Hey, real quick, I want to say hello to some other people up there. Don, Dan, and Kerry, I think. It's hard to read from this far. Mark and Charles, I want to thank you all for your support. Thank you so much. I totally appreciate you guys. Let's talk about small business. So if you owned a small business, you know, let's say, I don't know, a restaurant business in the past 2 years, you know that government overreach destroyed your business during that time. You know, like me, if you took advantage of some of the government money available to you, you may have been able to stay alive, but it was still difficult. Many businesses counted on the forgivable PPP loans and the low-cost EIDL loans to survive during the time the government anti-constitutional mandates and lockdowns kept their doors closed. Well, many businesses still haven't reached their pre-pandemic levels, and small businesses are looking for more options for the government, and the government is basically turning their back on small business owner. I wonder if they feel that small business owners are just Republicans because they don't really need to impress them anymore. Right now, the Democrats are focused on sending money to Ukraine. Ukraine, really? For so-called relief for them instead of the citizens here. Yes, we should all feel sorry for the people there, of course, I totally agree, who are having their businesses destroyed by a tyrannical leader who wants to control them and put them in financial pain. Huh. Maybe we can have Russia send small businesses here money to help the effort against the tyrannical and oppressive government we've had the last 2 years? Well, just a thought. So the war continues, and our government abandons the very people paying the taxes to support the war. I just got to say thank you. Thank you, Mike. That was hysterical, putting that picture of Biden up there. That was awesome. Massive inflation and, of course, rising interest rates and taxes. Just remember, you can vote Republican and solve most of these problems. And, of course, that reminds me, I have been telling you about a great event we're going to be hosting at the Washington Crossing Inn in Bucks County. You want to go to this. It's a finances and freedom event along with myself. We will have the outspoken Bill Spadia as a keynote speaker. And we also added to the itinerary a man that you all should respect. We have added Doug Mastriano as another keynote speaker. Doug's story, I'm telling you right now, it's going to mesmerize you as a leading contender as in the governor's race for Pennsylvania, and you'll want to be in this event to shake his hand and wish him luck. Hey, imagine you come to the event, you shake his hand, and he becomes governor. Wouldn't that be really cool? You have a picture with him. Go to 4mmw.com, 4mmw.com, and register for this event before the price increase. That's 4mmw.com to register, because it's going to sell out fast. Hey, let's take a break. We'll see you guys back in about a minute.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Fell Cone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on investor schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829. 866-424-2829. And I want to thank you all for listening on WWDB Radio 860 AM in Philadelphia. If you're watching online, please hit that share button so you can help your friends learn about how to make more money. Hey, anybody see the billboard out there? They got my face on it and my jacket. It looks so cool. All right, hit that like button. Let me know you enjoy the show if you're watching online. And you can leave comments on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube, and I will try to respond to them live. Real quick, a couple of new people joining us. Mark and it looks like Charles and Ken and Victor. Thanks so much. I always appreciate you guys watching. I always appreciate your support. So thank you so much for keeping it up. All right. So far we've been discussing the futures update, and it's starting to pull back a little bit. The Dow is still up 256. The S&P is up 21. And the NASDAQ has just turned negative. Earlier this morning it was up 100. So I don't know. We talked about the fact that the government is basically saying, we don't really care about small businesses anymore because probably they're all Republicans. And, of course, coming up, we're going to be talking about rent control and gas prices. And, of course, today's picks and plays. But first, did you guys hit that like button yet? Come on, all you guys who just signed on. Come on, Victor and Ken and Charles, hit that like button. Hit that share button. And don't forget to leave comments on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, or Twitter. And if you're listening on WWDB Radio, be sure and set a preset to this station and listen every day at 7:30. Also, look up Money Chat Now on Facebook when you get home and let me know what you think of the show. Hey, don't forget, we talked about it before, don't forget to go to 4mmw.com and register for the Freedom and Finances event. And now let's get into the second half. All right, let's talk about rent control. Always this topic that's, it's always a topic that's dear to my heart. So it's that time again, you know, when the Democrats cause a problem and then they try to create a law to solve the problem that they caused. Kind of like the story before the break, but this time they decided to punish another small businessman, the common landlord. So as you know, inflation caused mismanagement by the government. Mostly brain-dead Biden and his minion are causing rents to increase across the nation. Basically, if you're a landlord and your costs are going up, like every other business, you transfer that cost to a tenant, right? Another thing that the government fails to understand is the concept called supply and demand. Hey, Pelosi and Poopy Pants, let me explain this to you. When there's a limited supply and a lot of demand, prices increase. And that's what's happening with housing prices and rents. What do you think many government agencies want to do about it? They want to introduce rent control measures. These proposals would generally allow landlords to boost monthly rents to no more than 2 to 10% are on the legislative agenda in more than a dozen states. Rental prices right now are above 18% over the past 2 years, according to data released by Redfin. Do you realize that these rent control laws are designed to protect low-income renter from being forced out to move because they can no longer afford the rent? Well, as a landlord, I will tell you that most landlords don't raise their rents over 10% from year to year because if they have a good-paying tenant, they don't want to rock the boat, right? On another hand, rent control cities have the highest rents. Want to know why? Because the landlord asked for the highest possible rent when someone moves in, and then the city dictated that they must raise the rent 2 to 10% each year. That's right, in cities with rent control, the leases almost always have an automatic rent increase built in. This forces the tenant to pay the additional rent, and the landlord sits back and collects it. Even Section 8 housing. Section 8, by the way, if you don't know, is the governmental paid housing, and it reminds you to raise your rent each year because if you don't, you can't make up for it the following year. Apparently, the government will never learn that when you let the pieces fall where they're supposed to be, it all works out. You know, things like minimum wage and things like, it amazes me that they don't understand it. Don't worry, guys. Rents are peaking, and so is house prices, and the party is almost over, so leave us landlords alone. Supply and demand will hurt us as much as it helped us. I don't understand it, I never get it, but what are you going to do? All right, let's talk about the other favorite subject. Let's talk about gas prices. Oh my, gas prices are so high. I need to get a pony to go to work. I see memes like this one and the one we have on display right now. I see them all over the internet. And yes, they're high, and yes, it stinks. But the funny part is there are two types of people out there. The people who blame Biden and the people who blame Russia. Sorry, Russia theorists, you're wrong. You need to remember that not so long ago, 5 weeks ago to be exact, that there was no Russian-Ukraine war, and the gas prices were already jumping higher. Have you seen the stickers with Dumbo's face on it that said, "Hey, I did that," as his finger points to total gas prices at the pump? You know, they've been around for 6 months or more. So how can this administration, how can the administration and how can Democrats really blame the price of oil in Russia when Russia only supplies 7.9% of our oil anyway? And by the way, before they stopped buying Russia, or announced that they were going to stop buying oil from Russia, the prices had already peaked. Did you know that this country has enough oil, our current country has enough oil to be self-sufficient to a point where we can find enough oil for ourselves and enough oil to supply other countries? Do the Democrats think that dinosaurs only roamed in other countries? We have all we need right here, so what's holding up the drilling? Well, let me tell you what it is. Government regulations, green people, and greed. Yeah, now I know why they used to say that Martians were green. If the government would allow us to dig for oil like other countries do, we would be the richest country on the planet instead of Russia and Iran. Trump knew this and had it all under control. You know, come to think of it, he had the whole country under control. It was great until the Democrats appointed a president. Anyway, I can't discuss how they did that because YouTube will shut me down again. But you know what really happened in the past election, if you want to call it that. Getting back to gas prices, it seems we may have hit a top in gas prices and the price per barrel is slowly dropping. The barrel price, by the way, is down below 105, far from its peak of 124 a week ago. So does this mean good news for gas-powered cars? I don't know. Have you seen gas prices drop yet? I haven't. So when will they drop? Well, if you were listening on Friday, I explained to a caller that in about 2 weeks, gas prices will drop below $4 and Biden will take credit for it. Yep, the guy who caused the prices to go from about $2 will take credit for lowering the price of gas to be below $4, and the Democrats will cheer him on. Just wait and see. 2 weeks, take a look. But, you know, but if you want to know how you can afford to drive gas guzzler and how to get rent increases paid to you in times of inflation, I'm going to tell you right now, Listen to this commercial and come to Investor Schooling this Thursday, and we'll see you back in a minute.
Investor Schooling. Those guys are everywhere.
Investor Schooling. Those guys are everywhere.
Investor Schooling.
Those guys are everywhere.
Investor Schooling. Those guys are everywhere. Register for a free class at investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829, 866-424-2829. Hey, don't forget, show up. You're going to learn stuff, I promise. It'll be great when you do. All right, let's get into what's going on here real quick. So far, we've been discussing the futures update, and yeah, it's good. It's good. It's just a little worried. Got me a little bit troublesome, especially the NASDAQ. The Dow is up 259. The S&P is up 19. And the NASDAQ is down 13. And that's got me a little worried because it was up over 100 points. And I don't know. Not making me happy. All right. So far, we talked also about small business being screwed by the government. Once again, rent control, gas prices. It's all a mess. And it's all because, I don't know, somebody appointed a president and screwed it all up. Of course, we got coming up, we got today's picks and plays. Mike's making me laugh by putting that up all the time. All right, Mike's. We got picks, today's picks and plays, but did you guys hit that like button? Did you guys hit that share button? Let everyone know what great stock plays are coming by sharing this information, and you could share it on your page or in groups. Hey, share it everywhere. Share it on your page, share it in groups, and share it in groups that people, that you know that people will benefit from great stock plays. You can also leave comments on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and I want to thank you all for leaving those comments. And of course, if you're listening on WWDB Radio 860 AM, set one of your presets to this station and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about the politics behind the stock market, and maybe you'll even get a good laugh now and then. All right, let's talk about what's going on today. What will today bring? It does seem that every time the futures look good, something goes bad and brings down the market. At the beginning of the show, I mentioned a few factors that will make me believe the worst is over, but you never know. And we also have Russia and Ukraine discussing a settlement again, and maybe there'll be some good news from this. I'm going to tell you something that's really weird, and I don't know if anybody else noticed this, but they only seem to discuss this on Mondays. Did anyone else pick this up yet? The news about Russia having talks are always broadcast on Mondays. I don't know. I would think that this would be something that would be a discussion every day. But anyway, I don't know. I'm still locked and loaded in my travel place, and just like before, I'm getting nervous. You know, we're seeing cruise lines slowly dropping the ridiculous requirements to cruise by dropping mask and testing. But by the way, just so you guys know, yeah, most of them have no masks now, but you still need to shove a Q-tip up your nose and take a cruise. But now it could be 2 days before, not the day of. I'm going to wait a little longer before the day that I take my next cruise. I just want them to take my temperature like they used to and let me enjoy the cruise instead of them saying, we are going to violate you and your HIPAA rights to travel. Heil Biden! When that nonsense is over, the travel stocks will come back. Look, Meta is also not making me happy right now. I expected it to be in the 220s by now, and it's not only not there, but it keeps dropping. I'm also noticing that the advertising on Facebook is getting a bit lame. I don't know, take a look at some of the advertising right now. It just doesn't seem great. No, you know, nothing great is being advertised, and I'm finding that my own advertising is really becoming less effective. So it may be time for a policy change over there. Apple, still kind of my favorite play, but I'd like to see it drop below 150. We did see an article today that because of China's woes, they shut down a couple of plants. That may be a ripple effect into Apple. But I will tell you that even though right now it's at 155, it still might be a good price heading into earnings. I'll also tell you to set yourself up for the Google and Amazon splits, and you're going to do well. Covered calls will be the play with several stocks right now. And if you don't know how to do covered calls, come see me at Investor Schooling, and I promise I will teach you. Definitely stuff you want to do. All right. Hey, real quick. Hey, Bill, thanks for joining us. I noticed you came in a little late today. You're usually one of my first viewers. All right, let's go back to where we are. It's still not as good as it was before, but the Dow is up 238, the S&P is up 18, and the NASDAQ is down 17. Hey, I want to remind you all, don't forget to sign up for the Freedom and Finances event. Don't forget, we got Doug Mastriano coming. I'm telling you, that's going to be a great, great, great play. If you want to go see it, go to 4mmw.com, and you can sign up there, 4mmw.com. And I'm a big fan of Doug Mastriano as he fought against the big bad wolf, against all the mask mandates and vaccine mandates. So go to 4mmw.com and register. Everybody online right now watching should be registered. I'm telling you, you're going to want to see this before it all sells out. Let's talk about crypto real quick. Bitcoin and Ethereum are steady, just under 40,000 and about 2,500 respectively. I don't know, it might be over for the expansive growth that we've seen in the past, you know, where it jumps like ridiculous numbers in a week. I don't see crypto ever going away, but I do see it not moving the way it used to move. I also predict, by the way, mark your calendar for this, I predict both will fall another 20% from here before any more big moves. So you might want to, if you're considering getting in, just wait. I think you're going to see Bitcoin probably somewhere in the right below 30,000 or right at 30,000, and Ethereum right around 17 or 1800, and that might be the place to go. Gold and silver, gold is falling below 1975, which surprises me. Well, it doesn't really surprise me because gold and silver move kind of weird. They move the opposite of the stock market. And again, silver is under 26, and both are resting and waiting for more interest rate news. The Treasury bond is above 2%, and appears this isn't scaring investors any longer. And if you remember from the past, when the Treasury bond goes up, the NASDAQ goes down, and that could be why the NASDAQ is going down right now. The NASDAQ right now is down 36. When it hits below 225, that's when you got to worry, right? It's really what happens is you got to start worrying when it hits that 225 number, because I got to tell you, it's got me worried. All right, from time to time, as you know, I own some of the options and assets discussed in this show. The opinions discussed in this show are solely mine, and no one has asked me to discuss them, not like some of the other people in the media. I look forward to seeing you at the next investor schooling, and of course, I want you all to have a profitable day.